Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. S-E-P-P is his last name. Pete is the Vice President of Communications for National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us how we can find you guys online and tell us a little bit about NTU.
They can find us online at our initials for National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. We were founded back in 1969 to work for lower taxes and smaller government. Obviously, we've got a lot of work ahead of us because government hasn't gotten smaller, and our taxes, well, sometimes they've gotten lower, but not enough. And we think that the time has come, the real reckoning has arrived in this country on fiscal policy matters at all levels of government. These liabilities in health care and pensions and the like are just swamping the federal, state, and local finances.
And folks, folks like Pete and his organization are out there in Washington and at the state level trying to fight these guys back, trying to get them to hold them accountable. And so if you care about these things, as I do, I'd recommend you support them if you can. Check out their website, see what they're up to, find out what they're doing. They'll send you a bunch of stuff. You can use their stuff without contributing if you want to, but I encourage you to send them a couple of bucks when you can. These are the kinds of folks that we need to keep on the front line, Pete, and I want to thank you for the work that you guys do to try to hold politicians' feet to the fire. Speaking of which, the 112th Congress was elected with a mandate, I believe, to turn this thing around. How have they done?
They're starting to turn it around, but they have so much further to go than previous Congresses. That's the conclusion. You take a look at the legislative work product of the first 100 days of the House of Representatives. The biggest change was in the House with Republicans taking over. Okay, in the last Congress, the one controlled by Democrats, the work product was as follows: 27 bills to increase spending for every bill to decrease it, a 27-1 ratio.
We wonder how the debt went from, you know, from how it went up, you know, exponentially during that time. But of course, now we also have to point out, I think it's only fair that we point out that during President Bush's 8 years, he waited till like the eighth year to do any vetoing. So I don't think we have a Democrat or Republican problem. I think we got a political class problem, Pete. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And it shows here. Well, the improvement in the work product has certainly occurred under Republican control in the House, but it hasn't reversed itself. The ratio of increased bills to cut bills is now 5-1. Okay, that's an improvement, but you would think that in this environment, it would be a lopsided ratio in favor of cuts, not increases.
Is that, and you know, I guess my inclination is to say I don't like the number, but I like the trend. But is that enough in this case?
It certainly isn't enough, and that's the most important illustration of this study. This takes a little bit of math, but I'll try and simplify it the most. We compared the first 100 days of this Republican, supposedly revolutionary Congress with the last time there was a big Republican revolution in 1995 when
Gingrich
and company. Yes. Yeah. Now, they proposed in the 104th Congress way back in 1995 a total amount of spending cuts of roughly $150 billion. Now, in this Congress, they've proposed about $300 billion in cuts, so twice as many cuts. Here's the problem. The deficit has grown so much larger that the mountain they have to climb in this Congress is so much higher.
Don't we have to just chip away? I mean, we're not gonna eat this hog all at once. We're gonna have to eat it, you know, one piece at a time. Don't we just need to chip away and start making progress? I mean, every journey begins with the first step, as the Chinese proverb goes. I mean, shouldn't we? I mean, we just can't expect them to solve it in a 2-year period.
Yeah, we have to have some patience, but the time that we have to reverse this situation, it just keeps declining, and it's doing so exponentially. It's not as if a year passes and we're a year closer to a fiscal meltdown. We're
right.
about 2 or 3 years closer to a fiscal
right.
meltdown for every year that passes now. And so that's the real takeaway from this. The Republicans in this Congress have gotten to propose twice as much in spending cuts as their previous revolutionary colleagues in 1995, but the deficit is seven times bigger.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, Pete,
that's incredible.
One of the things that a lot of people are not reporting much on, and I like to talk about it all the time, and that is the productivity of America. I do believe in dynamic scoring. I believe dynamic scoring is a real phenomenon. I believe that it works. And what I mean by that is, you know, Pete, very well, that it's you know, when you give people, businesses, more of their money, when you let them keep more of their money, they will produce more jobs, more productivity, and more tax revenue. Now, so what I'm getting at is if we can keep chipping away at this budget and at the deficit, And simultaneously find a way to encourage businesses to return to the marketplace with some jobs and with some commitment, some investment, the combination of those two will give us that quantum leap, won't it, to knock this deficit down?
Yeah, it certainly will help. We do need to get the economy moving again. In fact, when you saw a decline in deficits during the latter part of the Bush administration, right before the economic crash hit, a lot of that was due to the fact that the people were working harder,
right.
producing
yep.
more, generating more tax revenues. It wasn't because of spending restraints.
We get the economy knows. Going. Things will change. When we come back, I'm going to ask Pete to tell us how the negotiations are going so far between the two parties. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.